It's time for this week's edition of the Elk and Valley Trails Association Report, and it's brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. Let's go to the phone and talk to Dr. Bill Blackley. Hello, my friend. How are you, sir?
Hey, my friend. I'm doing great. How are you, sir?
Good, buddy. What have you got for us this week?
Oh, the big thing is we're going to have a work day this Saturday. I don't know if we're going to call it a work day, but we're going to have some fun out there. We're going to meet at 9 o'clock in the morning at the Elk and Recreation Park down by near that train smokestack, which is a replica of the old DNA steam engine that went out the tracks that way and went up towards Stone Mountain. And we sort of set this up in conjunction with the East Wilkes Beta Club, a fine bunch of kids, I'm telling you, and their instructors, Crystal and April. And we're going to meet a little before 9 and divvy up the task. East Wilkes is going to have about 50 kids out there, high school kids. And if we'd love to have some local adults to help us. We've got a number of projects. We're working hand-in-hand with the park and mountain bike course, mountain bike trail folks. We're going to fix some drainage areas. We're going to shovel a little granite dust, pick up a little trash probably, and just get the trail basically ready for a long winter nap. But, of course, this trail is going to be open all winter long, and if you want a great time, a great walk, you can get out there, really enjoy the activities of physical fitness, walking, running, biking. We finished the second section. It's called Iron Falls because there was an old iron mining project out there. You can see where the hills were dug into a little bit. They're, of course, all grown up now, but our trail goes over those. And there was an old forge out there called Allen Forge, A-L-L-Y-N. That's was started in 1740. Who knew, right, that our history went back that far in this area, in this particular area? I mean, of course, we knew that Allentown was in Jonesville time, but the forge was actually in Elkin. And Larry Macemore and Junior Macemore and some of the folks that live out that way are working on actually locating the spot, but we're going to be working up and around that area. So come out Saturday morning is a big thing about that. Also, last week we finished putting in the new trail privy. It looks like you're in a state park or a national park someplace. It's a beautiful stone building. It's ventilated by solar fan. Got a lot of people to thank for it. Jim Harrell Sr., before he passed away, this was one of his desires, that this be placed out there. He says, people go places and don't have a place to get to the bathroom, so let's build this. So we followed his lead, and we talked with Jim Harrell III, and he worked with Sarah Stevens to get us a grant from the state, G&B Oil. Fred Itzen and his family were big help in getting this started. Evie and Rebel Good contributed and made this possible. Marianne Luther, Winston-Salem Foundation, and a lot of other small donations and different size donations. Some people just put money in that red box out there by the gong, and we've been able to build it. It's all paid for, and it's ready for use if anybody's needs it. Today, November the 30th, a bunch of people met at the new Elkin Heritage or Yekin Valley Heritage and Trail Center. It's down that 3 acres below the railroad tracks that many people know as Smith Phillips Building, sat empty for many, many years, but now it's turned into a most gorgeous, functional, and beautiful spot. And I guess there must have been 60 or so people there today talking about what to put in it. But if you have ideas, you can talk to Leslie Slender at the town. They have a design company that's doing some really creative things. It's going to make us all proud in the three-county area of this new building and the facilities. And it'll be where the Yakima Valley Chamber of Commerce is located there also. So got some great ideas. That can be history. It can be about mining. It can be about trail building. It can be about music. Anything that you would like to see featured in that building, you can get up with Leslie Slender at the town of Elkin. People ask me a few seconds here now about Carter Falls. Of course, there's a 43-acre acres that the Connect North Carolina bond is paid for, and Dan Park is leading the way on that. Thanks so much to Dan Park, attorney. And also he's given us an 11-acre easement to go along with that piece of property. So we're going to be working on that hopefully in the early and maybe in December, hopefully by 2018 in January. We'll be out there working, building trails, and working towards building a suspension bridge. Don't know how long it's going to be, maybe 140 feet long over the middle of the creek down below the Big Falls. I think everybody will be able to enjoy that. And our last big project going right now is Crooked Creek, putting a culvert in to extend the trail up about a mile above the second bridge, if, for those that have walked the bridge. We also are doing surveys on Spice Farms and working with the land between Elkin and I-77 Bridge and working toward a suspension bridge under Highway 77 northbound lane, which would connect Jonesville and Elkin by a walking bridge eventually. We're hoping to work with the towns on that when the state and the federal government puts in the new bridge there. Okay, that's about it.
All right, thanks so much. That's Dr. Bill Blackley with this week's edition of the Elkin Valley Trails Association Report, brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery.
Thanks, Joel.
Salem Oral Surgery, with offices in Elkin and in Winston-Salem, reminds you the first step towards a beautiful, healthy smile is simply to schedule an appointment. Give Dr. Jim Walter or Dr. Jason Ringerman a call at 835-5006. That's 835-5006. And learn more about Salem Oral Surgery online at somfs.com. For Salem Oral Surgery.